following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Don't you just love it when you're scrolling on social media and you stumble upon a TikToker living life on the edge? They wake up at 5 a.m. and show their 50 steps to becoming a better version of themselves. Do you ever just wonder if you were to follow their 50 steps, would you have the same outcome as them? Well, I'm your host, Mejor Versión, here to follow these trending self-improvement tutorials and see if they are truly life-changing. Welcome back to episode 4 of Living Life on the Edge with Mejor Versión. Today, I will be talking about living life to facing the problem rather than running away from it. I wanted to follow this advice because I recently listened to Emma Chamberlain's podcast, Anything Goes with Emma. The specific episode I listened to is Running Away from Problems. She starts off her episode by talking about how she tends to push off addressing certain issues in her life. However, she came to a realization that problems follow you everywhere. There is no way of ignoring them. She felt that if she were to face the problem head on, she would not have to face certain consequences. Her experience made her very hyper aware of how damaging it could be to run away from your problems. She believes that there are two main times when we feel tempted to run away from an issue. Number one, when the obvious problem arises that requires a high level of effort to resolve. This problem is laid out in front of us. We know what the issue is. We know how to resolve this conflict. However, it is so daunting and exhausting that we would rather run away from the problem than face it head on. A personal example of this would be when I am having an issue at school, which could be friendship or an academic issue. My first initial instinct is to go back home and avoid facing the issue head on. It may be something so simple as confronting the problem, and this really scares me. So my first initial reaction is to go back to my safe space, which is home. Number two, there is a time in our lives when we feel stuck and we might not know what to do. We might not know exactly what's wrong, but it could be one of those issues where it might be A, B, C, or D. This takes a level of effort to figure out the root of the problem. If the problem is not obvious, it is easier to turn a blind eye. And a lot of the time, we rather ignore the problem and hope it resolves itself. Emma shares that she always finds herself in these two types of predicaments, sometimes on a monthly basis. However, she believes that she needs to face it head on because subconsciously, it's the right thing to do. Although there are times where it's hard to face conflicts head on and rather suppress it. Emma continues to explain what it means to run away from a problem, as there is a lot of gray area, as running away from your problem can actually look the same as solving the problem. However, Emma and I strongly believe that running away from the problem is defined as a way to distract ourselves. We distract ourselves with things that do not help us solve the problem. As I said earlier, I tend to go home whenever I want to avoid problems, or if I want to avoid my problems at home, I go stay in Fresno with my friends. I always have a fallback plan, and I realize it's not a healthy thing to do. Another situation where I was running away from my problems is I had a really bad relationship in high school. Basically, there was no respect for me whatsoever. He was texting his ex, and high school me believed the best response to this was leaving my hometown and staying in Fresno. Whenever things would go wrong, I would go to Fresno. Fresno was my safe place as it was a home away from home. And I was distracting myself from the real issue at hand, which was I was in a bad relationship. Emma believes that some of us drown ourselves in work as a way to run away from our issue. For my situation, I would actually drive away from the situation, literally drive. Another situation that Emma brought up was avoiding being alone in her own thoughts. She feels very guilty of this because she never wants to be alone. She always has some sort of noise going on at her home. The TV is on, watching something on her phone. She's constantly filling her brain with something to do. And I find myself in a similar situation as I also hate being alone. If my roommate leaves for the night, my immediate response is to go back home. I hate being alone, and I realize it is not a healthy thing. I acknowledge that. So I will be incorporating it into this week's episode. Anyways, moving forward. Emma believes it is hard to admit that running away from a problem is a common occurrence. On top of that, it can even just be a subconscious, and we don't even realize we are doing it. Personally, I didn't realize I would run away from my problems until my roommate brought it up. So how can we address the problem at hand? Number one, we tend to run away from our problems when something fundamental in our lives is not working. Our foundation is cracked, broken, so we need to rebuild it. Obviously, change will not happen overnight, but it takes effort to fix the foundation. Emma suggests fixing the foundation with meditation. Take a step back and look at your life and say, okay, what's not working? You could reflect by yourself, with a friend, family member, or even a therapist. Ultimately, it comes down to you being able to look at your own life and pick out what's not working. From there, make a plan. This one needs to be done. Emma uses the example of a romantic relationship that is not fulfilling. Maybe he's not putting in the effort. The first step is to have an uncomfortable conversation. Address what is bothering you. A personal example I can give is my past job as a marketing assistant. I did not like my job whatsoever. I was helping my boss with more personal needs rather than business-related needs. I would reorganize her Tesla or make tags for her closet, rather than making posters or ads, which I was hired to do. My first initial step was, okay, this job isn't fulfilling for me anymore. I'm going to quit and look for something that is more ethical. Number two, take everything slow and steady. No one is forcing you to make drastic changes. It really is going to be uncomfortable. Emma also believes that a lot of our issues stem from our foundation in life. We tend to run away from our problems when we're uncomfortable with ourselves. We have low self-esteem and confidence. And this problem is quite daunting as we feel challenged. Obviously, we cannot read some owner's manual or go online to find the solution to this. It takes a lot of self-confidence to solve challenging issues. And the only way to build your confidence up is to change your perspective on how you view yourself. And growth will come every time we address a problem ourselves. We face the problem head on without running away, but it's all about baby steps. With this being said, this week I'm going to live life by facing my problems head on. I will follow her advice given. Number one, I will identify the cracked foundation by talking to those around me. Number two, I will build up my self-confidence. Although there will not be drastic changes this week, I will put myself out there. So, Monday, I actually went home for the weekend because, yes, I ended up running from my own problems. I was alone at the dorm by myself for Saturday, and I actually had plans to go do something with someone. However, they flaked, so my instant reaction was to drive home. And my safe spot is my hometown because, one, that person isn't there, and two, I won't be alone physically. I have my parents and my siblings there. Anyways, I was already low on self-confidence and low self-esteem, but for the sake of this episode, I knew I had to put myself out there. So on Monday, I ended up having an uncomfortable conversation with that person, and it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. I felt so much better after addressing my problems head on. On Tuesday, we all know there are going to be good and bad days. However, my roommate ended up leaving for the night. As I said earlier in the video, I do not like being by myself. Sitting in my own thoughts is very uncomfortable to me. However, I stuck it out and ended up staying in my own dorm alone. I hated every second of it, but I knew it was for the best. Moving on to Wednesday morning, so this is where it went bad. I instantly drove home as soon as I woke up. Okay, I actually wasn't avoiding my problems, but I did have to work in my hometown, so it was a win-win situation. And I never have any issues at work, as I do not mind being vocal or addressing any issues at hand. I can fully address any problems that come my way at work. My boss likes to address the term problems as small fires. So every day, me and her work as a team and put out small fires. She also adds that sometimes it's okay to ask for help when putting out a big fire. Anyways, leading on to Thursday, I went to the gym and I have really bad gym anxiety. But my roommate reassured me that no one was looking at me. However, I could not continue my workout as I started to run away from my problems. And we talked about it and we acknowledged that one of my problems is I tend to give up easily when I have to put effort into a social setting. And it is something that I am aware of and I'm starting to work on. On Friday, I wanted to step out of my comfort zone a little bit. So I ended up going back to dance in my hometown. And I haven't been to dance practice in about, I want to say, a month. And the only reason is I was being heavily critiqued. And it no longer felt like a safe space for me. So I stopped going. But I realized that it is actually a privilege to be critiqued because they only want me to become a better dancer. And anyways, going into dance class was not easy whatsoever. But it's all about baby steps. Everyone was super excited to see me again, and I felt proud of myself because I put myself out there. Although this was not a drastic change, it was something very small that helped my self-confidence, self-esteem, and also put myself out there in a social setting. So after following Emma's advice for a week, here's what I liked and didn't like about it. So I loved her advice. It truly did help me realize that I tend to run away from my problems both physically and mentally. And adding on to that, I do drive away from my problems, which I think is very funny. But I started small. I started by focusing on my cracked foundation, which was I drive away from my problems, literally. I will drive home, or if my problems are there, I will drive to Fresno. And my cracked foundation is that I hate being alone, I hate being in social settings, and I just have very low confidence and self-esteem. If anything, this week taught me to step out of my comfort zone. So with this being said, my advice to you is to go face your problems head on. Take things slowly. Don't let it control your life. Do not avoid the problem at hand because they will always be there. And I'm starting to realize slowly that I have always been running from the issue at hand that I'm facing of my cracked foundation. I used to think that I was a social butterfly, but the more I think about it, I realize that I tend to cancel on plans because I am worried of the outcome. I don't really like meeting new people because it's uncomfortable. Change is uncomfortable for me. And I don't like being alone, which is weird because I don't like being in social settings. But like I said, do not avoid the problem at hand because they're always going to be there. Anyways, I hope you like my podcast, Living Life to Facing Problems Head On. And I hope you tune in next week to Living Life on Edge with Mejor Versión.